is Senator Al Simpson. With our economy struggling, will the Democrats ever let the Congress pass a capital gains tax cut? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you really do need to decide whether it's time to fish or cut bait. For years now, you've fought like a dog against any congressional move to lower the capital gains tax, always calling it a big tax break for the rich. With the economy hurting, your political glands are getting in the way of doing what's right. To stimulate investment for new jobs and expansion, we have to lower the tax on capital. While Americans pay 33%, Belgium, West Germany, and Italy don't have any tax on capital at all. Japan's capital gains rate is only 20%. Tell you something? Ted, Jesse Jackson has said, capitalism without capital is just an ism. Listen to your left-leaning liberal chum and give the American economy the shot in the arm it so much needs.
Al, you're a glutton for punishment. You and your fat cat friends are salivating over President Bush's call for that unfair tax break, but it's no more justified now than it ever was. It's Republican trickle-down economics at its worst. Juicy tax cuts for the wealthy and pretend the economic benefits will trickle down to everyone else. Well, as people are saying, Al, the long-suffering middle class has been trickled on long enough. 66% of the benefit from President Bush's proposal goes to taxpayers earning over $200,000 a year. Their average tax break would be $30,000. 83% of the Bush tax cut goes to people making over $100,000 a year. Get serious, Al. In the depths of the recession, with millions of families hurting, you want a tax giveaway for the rich? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the health care debate. Band-aids or major reform? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.